It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Wrapping up what has been a very fascinating hour for me with Shane Corey talking hot air ballooning. What haven't we covered about ballooning that we should know?
Number one, very safe. Consider one of the safest forms of travel. It's a big adventure that you know is going to end with a smile. And what is it like up there? Well, just imagine those times you kind of daze off into a meditation state and you're flying, or you're having dreams of flying. That's what it's like. You're open air, and it's a gentle breeze. It's not like you've got wind just howling through your face. Very calm and stable.
Do you still feel like you're in the air for a few minutes after
you're
back on the ground?
That's a great question. You do kind of feel light. I don't know any other way to explain it, but all of a sudden your knees feel a little extra heavy after you've, come back to Mother Earth.
Hot air balloon rides. Man, that is still something I have never done. And thank you, Shane Corey of Aerogelic Ballooning. That's Aerogelic Ballooning.com. If you missed the interview, you can get it on our podcast here shortly after the broadcast. Just go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Radio podcast tab, click it, and you can get the links there to tune in. And I tell you what, last Friday, I saw a ton of hot air ballooners going up, and it was a very foggy morning. The whole Lake Pleasant was fogged. The Agua Fria was fogged. Every mountain area was fogged. Those hot air ballooners got a bang for their buck that morning. It's something I've got to talk myself into it. It's still just a little nervous being up there without, like an engine and a motor and more aerodynamics. This is just one day I'll talk myself into it. That's one thing that we're going to have to add to the staycation, I think, at some point. Then last week, our staycation winner was down in Tubac. And I tell you what, since Tubac has come up, Bing Crosby has been everywhere. We talked about his work in the designing the golf resort down there. Well, he's got his hideaway cabin goes up for sale in Nevada. It's a 3,000-acre ranch that I like how they say this. The modest home is 5,000 square feet with 6 bathrooms. That's a little beyond modest, don't you think, for most families? But that was in the mansion section. I tell you what, that section in the Wall Street Journal is quite interesting. They're never homes that are practical, but you find neat stuff like this, like Bing Crosby, and a couple weeks ago, Trump's birth home was in there. And you remember last year we talked about the Money Pit home? Well, that idea came from that house going up for sale. So you do see some neat properties and some fun real estate from time to time in that section. But for the most part, it's just way overpriced, huge properties that 99.9999% of us could never relate to. But that's all a different side point. Let's get on to Jay Smith. He's joining us now on the phone to talk about his trip. Good morning, Jay. How was Tubac?
It was really nice. A little windy and cooler than I anticipated, but really a great trip. We enjoyed it thoroughly.
What vehicle did you choose to travel in?
We got an Escape.
Had you ever driven one before?
No, I hadn't.
What did you think?
Very nice little car. It had plenty of power, rode nicely. We used to drive through Tubac periodically going down to Nogales.
What was the biggest change you noticed on the drive?
Probably the development of the cars. 20 years ago, I was driving an old pickup at that time. They don't handle or drive like the newer cars do.
And then, although you're not a golfer, you guys got to stay at the golf resort. How was your experience there?
Beautiful place. Sat on the patio of our casita and watched the golfers go by when they got out. The casita was probably bigger than two of our first three apartments combined. It was incredible.
When we found out y'all weren't golfers and won the golf package, you worked hard to find something else for y'all. And as we understand, y'all enjoy a glass of wine, and he found some local wine from Dos Caballeros for you. How did you enjoy that?
Yes, he did. It was a nice bottle of wine. The baskets were wonderful, too. Some guidebooks on Arizona, some day trips, and the state parks, and of course, some goodies.
And what was your and your wife's favorite part of the trip?
It was just awesome to actually get away for a while, to not have to do anything.
Well, it's wonderful.
Packed. It was great. We couldn't have asked for anything better. That was just awesome. The restaurant on the resort was wonderful. The resort actually gave us a bottle of wine also.
Oh, boy. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you all enjoyed it and glad you're able to take a few minutes to share a little bit of your weekend experience with us. And, you know, good luck on winning another staycation.
There are a lot of people who enter, but you can count on my entering again.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, y'all have a great Arizona weekend, and thanks again for spending a few minutes with us.
Well, thank you. And I just wanted to comment on the guys at Sanderson Ford, too. They were really wonderful.
They are, aren't they?
They are.
Couldn't ask for a better group of guys. It's something about when you've got that standard of culture, it's amazing how people of that same mentality just seek it out, find it.
They've been around a long time, and they're probably going to be around a lot longer.
Yes, sir.
And that's why, because they are so great.
Well, thanks for the kind words on Sanderson, and glad y'all had a great trip and that the arrangements were accommodating for y'all. Thank you.
Thank you for the trip. It was more than I expected.
A lot more.
That was our February staycation. March is closed, and we do have a winner that will be going to Wickenburg, and you can enter now for April's staycation to Douglas, Arizona. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com. Click on the staycation tab.